any information you can come up with on the assessment of greenhouses, et cetera.
Certainly, Senator. We'll be happy to provide any information at that point in time.
Okay. Certainly. Mr. Bain and Mr. Carson or one or the other could work with us on developing an
application. Absolutely. We can develop that information with staff.
Okay. I was hoping the greenhouse bill would go to the per diem committee since they have nothing else to do. They have a lot of time to spend working out a definition on the
I second that motion.
Thank you, Bill.
Introduce the bill.
I don't. I'm on that.
You just don't want a meeting, is that it?
I'd love to have a meeting.
Yeah, I know you would.
I know.
Okay. Anybody else like to testify on the bill? It'll be our intention, if we can get the amendment together by next Thursday. I do not have it on the agenda yet, but let's try to get this bill on the agenda for next Thursday with the bills. We're just going to have work session on next Thursday, and perhaps we can put this one on then if we get the amendment in proper form by then. Okay. We'll shift to Senate Bill 372. Again, Mr. Schellenberg. Where's Mr. Chafe?
Isn't Mr. Chafin is out of the country.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
What are you doing, trying to change the assessment laws in Europe?
Philippines.
Oh.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Don Schellenberg, Manager of Public Affairs for Oregon Farm Bureau. I would like to clarify for the public that in spite of the press's assessment of what the legislature is doing, the legislature is very busy and accomplishing many things. Despite what they think. In fact, they're so busy that I wasn't aware that this bill was even coming up. And when I saw it, I do know what the issue is. I have talked to Mr. Chafin about it, and Farm Bureau is in support of Senate Bill 372. As I understand it, what it does is simply make the terms on this advisory committee so that they do not all expire at one time. Okay. It would provide continuity on the advisory committee. And from that point of view, we would certainly urge your support of Senate Bill 372.
Okay, so the way the language changes it, one member appointed a four-year term.
Well, they're each appointed, not the 2 years.
How are we staggering them? Okay, appointed by four members would serve 1 year.
And then the others would serve with two-year terms.
Each member appointed under paragraphs A and B. Well, I guess the question I have...
Two of them are going to be appointed for two-year terms, and one of them for a one-year term.
But they have different appointing authorities, do they not?
Yes.
Are we building a body of people who would be... where the majority would be from one group, or...
No.
Oh, okay.
Simply that when those bodies do make their appointments,
okay,
that they don't expire at the same time as the
yes,
others
I
do.
See. Okay, are there questions? None? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No one else signed up. Is there anyone else who has a concern? Simply staggering the terms? After serving on a panel like this, you'd probably stagger after the meetings, too, wouldn't you?
Right.
Okay. You think we should look at it for any technical problems?
I see right now.
Okay.
Well, do you want to accept the motion moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation?
Okay. Senator McFarland moves that the committee move Senate Bill 372 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion's adopted. Okay, we will, I think today's Thursday, meet on Monday to hear from the people developing the econometric model. and we will have, at that time, a revised revenue forecast. I question members on the figure that will be presented. This is a model that's being used for the first time. I'm trying to schedule on Wednesday a series of people that we can question about the assumptions made that went into that model. And so on Monday, I think our task is to question the people in technical terms as far as what assumptions were made and try to identify areas of concern that we might have on those assumptions. For example, building starts. What's the future of the electronics industry in the next 2 years in the state? What assumptions did they make that led to these figures? Rumor is that the model might show us some increased revenue. But again, I caution us against saying we've turned some corner somehow. It's simply a matter of a new system that we're looking at, and I think we have to treat it that way. Then on the 9th, Mr. Eggers will be before us with his version of a new forecast, which is also a new creature. Never before has he generated a forecast at this particular time. And again, we'll be able to question his assumptions and to try to get a dialogue going on how these figures are being derived. And then secondly, shortly thereafter, in the next week, I would like to begin the discussion of the major tax increase proposals that this legislature is facing, both as proposed by the governor and the options, as pointed out in the report. One of them is not a sales tax. By the way,
aren't you going to introduce one?
No,
to change your mind?
No.
Oh.
But to look at those potentials and to see if there might be some kind of a program that we want to embrace or to look at.
Mr. Chairman, could I bring up a subject if I can right this time? And we were talking with the Treasury Department and also Rick Berg on this allotment. And I have a small note back. I think I sent you a copy. If you don't, it'll come here. And I'd very much like to, as one of our exercises, our time permits, is to get into that and have some discussion on what you may want to change the statute on in a more orderly process of how much the governor does in allotting funds when there is a reduction. What should we change the system, or do you want to leave it as is? But I think you ought to examine it. You may not want to touch it, but I think we ought to go into it and see where we're really at. Rick raised some interesting questions. I'm more than willing to work with the committee. I would like to look at it better.
Okay. I think we should. Okay, so that's what we'll be in the middle of next week. See you then. We're adjourned.